You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Messi.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for Manager of the Month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the midweek edition of the Punt Podcast. We're looking ahead to some more internationals. We've got the five home nations in action on Monday and Tuesday night. Sam Norris here, and joining me on the line to take a look at all five games, it's a very warm welcome to Mr. Tom Kerwin. How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, Sam. How are you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you. Itching for the proper football to return. But as we were saying just before recording the podcast, Tom, it is at least getting to an exciting stage in the qualifying process now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this first international break, as it's described, can be an annoyance, I think, or a real help, depending on how your club side has started the season. You know, it's either a momentum killer or you're just glad for a break even after a handful of matches. So these games now, when you're looking at the league tables, you're looking at our home nations as well, they're all in the hunt for qualifying, and they all need something from this latest round of games. So it's going to be fascinating to see how all the tables sort of pan out, as all the countries try and take a step towards qualification. But some fascinating ties, some good matches, I think, ahead.
Yeah, definitely. And as you say, qualification very much still on the cards for all five teams that are involved. Let's dive straight into the action then and begin with England's match against Slovakia on Monday evening, 7:45 kickoff at Wembley. England in the betting at 2-5. The draw is 100-30, and Slovakia are 8-1. A whole host of enhanced odds specials on this one. We've got your odds for this match as well. But a lot of people were left a little bit lukewarm, Tom, by England on Friday night, despite the fact they ended up beating Malta by 4-0. I think everyone would agree that probably flattered England a little bit. And they are taking on probably the second best team in the group here in Slovakia.
Yeah, they are. And, going off from Friday night, it just depends on kind of your point of view. I mean, some people say it's a results business and England got the result. And when and how they scored those goals, does it really matter? The point is they won the game 4-0. That's what the record will show. But obviously, as England supporters, as many are, we're watching it looking for a performance. We're looking for sort of, new seeds of excitement, because we go around this cycle every few years, don't we, after a major tournament disappointment and then a new manager and then, new players come into it. So we're looking for something a little bit more. But I wasn't surprised how the game went on Friday night, because, Malta themselves, they've only got one mode, they've only got one setting, it is defensive. And if we were looking at any other country, securing a 4-0 win, be it Germany, be it France, Italy, or whoever it might be. And we've seen France's problem over the weekend against Luxembourg. Mm. But if we were looking at any other country, we'd probably be thinking, hey, look at that. That was a professional job, wasn't it? 4-0, no goals conceded, nicely wrapped up. We probably wouldn't look too closely at the performance. But as England supporters, we do that. So it depends on whether you think England were ruthless when they had to be and ground them down, or they weren't very good. The one thing you have to look at England in qualifying is they're pretty relentless, aren't they? I mean, at home, they've won 12 in a row in competitive matches. The last time they lost in a competitive game, you look at that Deep Mahaman free kick back at the old Wembley. So, at home, England are a sure thing. And much like when you look at Germany, maybe not France after this weekend with people getting their fingers burnt, but you've got to look at them and think, this isn't going to be too much of a problem. Admittedly, against the Slovakia side, as you rightly point out, one of the better teams in the group, obviously, and they kind of need something from this game as well. So you look at Slovakia, they've kept clean sheets recently. They got that win over Slovenia. They've won, a few matches of late. Marek Hamšík is obviously the main danger. I mean, he's been involved in the goals in their recent games, 2 goals and a couple of assists. But this is a game that England have to win, really, and they will win, really, because then it's pretty much assured for them, isn't it, qualification. So I don't expect England to have major problems, but neither do I expect it to be a barnstorming performance, because you don't get that from England in these kind of matches. What you'll get is a slow burner. Slovakia will probably think a point is a great result, which it would be. And there might be some looking at Slovakia's price given England's performance on Friday night. I think that there might be a little chance here, depending on Slovakia's approach, but you can't not look at England's home record in particular, their qualifying record, and think this is going to be a victory. But it might be one where the second half is where England actually secure it. So I wouldn't be surprised here if a few punters are looking at the double result, the draw England for me, draw half-time and England full-time.
Yeah, that's 3-1 in the betting if you fancy the match to be a draw at half-time and England to get the job done in the second half. 3-1 if you are playing the double result on that England match. Another game in this group then is Scotland taking on Malta. Scotland 1-20 in the betting, 12-1 about the draw, and Malta at 33-1. Obviously, we mentioned there during the England preview, Tom, that we saw Malta very much frustrate England for large parts of that match on Friday night. And I suppose Scotland are probably going to be in for a very similar performance from Malta. It could be a frustrating one.
It could be, but you know, Scotland, you get a feeling now that they're hitting their straps at the right time, aren't they? Hitting form just when they needed to as well, because Scotland's, you know, qualifying campaign, they've had almost, you know, all four seasons in it, really. It's been doom and gloom and striking out. And all of a sudden, you know, the victory on Friday night and the way they performed, suddenly given the Scotland supporters, you know, a huge boost. If Scotland had lost that match, you know, tonight's game, you know, that game would have been played in front of a half-empty stadium, you know, with the Scotland fans there kind of going through the motions. But I think there's a little bit of belief there. Now, a near neighbour of mine is an absolute mad Scotland football fan, and he is heading up to Hampden, and I spoke to him yesterday about this game, and he is absolutely full of confidence that Scotland are actually going to qualify for the World Cup. He thinks it's definitely on, especially with the way that the group is kind of poised. But he's a little bit cautious in that because he hasn't felt like this for quite a while. So whether it's just blind optimism or he genuinely believes that Scotland are managing to find a little bit of form, then it's going to be an interesting match. But I think Malta away from home are a different beast, aren't they? I mean, Scotland are also relying on England, of course, to get the victory tonight, which they will need. Few players missing for them. They play Slovakia in October at Hampden, so I don't think there's any way that if England get the job done at Wembley, Scotland can't afford to let this chance pass them by. And they should win the game. You know, you're looking at Malta side who concedes, you're looking at nearly sort of three goals a game. They kind of average out it. Scotland are hitting form at the right time, as I mentioned. And I can't see anything other than Scotland carrying on the momentum that they had from Friday night. I really can't. And I think you're probably looking at handicaps. Now, this is a dangerous sort of market to maybe look at with Scotland because, you know, people have had their fingers burnt by them. Or certainly they've had no faith to even dare look at handicap markets when Scotland are involved. But I fancy them pretty strongly and I fancy them to score a few goals. So, you know, some prices here. I mean, the -3 at 29-20 looks decent enough for me. But also, I think you'd be looking at goals in this game. Over 4.5 at 5-2 is decent enough for me. I think Scotland will put on a real performance. If not, I'm going to have a very unhappy neighbour.
Indeed. Over 4.5 goals in the game then is available at 5-2. And it's 29-20 if you fancy Scotland on the -3 handicap. The other game that's being played then that involves the home nations on Monday evening is Northern Ireland, who take on the Czech Republic. 2-1 about Northern Ireland. 19-10 the draw, and the Czech Republic are in the betting at 8-5. Northern Ireland once again are having a fantastic qualifying campaign, and with just a point tonight, they can guarantee themselves a spot in the top two in this group, which was always going to be the aim, given that that Germany are in this group.
Well, yeah, I mean, Northern Ireland just continue now to just, you know, mystify, really, in some respects. But they've been doing it for such a long time now under Michael O'Neill that it's expected that Northern Ireland will get results. And, you know, 2-1 tonight, I think they're pretty attractive to a lot of punters who will look at Northern Ireland's home record. They'll look at the fact that they've beaten some big teams. Well, and they've beaten some sides, you know, when the setup has been quite a difficult kind of match, you know, games that Northern Ireland have had to win in qualification for the Euros, for example, they went out and did the business and they play like a club side. You hear any of the Northern Ireland players talking about it, and, you know, I know one of them, you know, quite well, who's at Leeds, Stuart Dallas, and they really talk about this being a club mentality and it's been so successful. But tonight, that's the interesting point, isn't it? They need a point to guarantee that second spot. So does it change anything? Because Michael O'Neill, during the qualification for the Euros, he was very pragmatic in his approach. He knew exactly where to pick off the points that they managed to get away from home. You know, they never, ever sort of sacrificed, you know, securing a point when they knew that was going to be probably worth more than a point in the grand picture of the qualifying. They never really went cavalier. They never really went for it too much. And then you've got to throw into the combination here that the Czech Republic, you know, can they get a result? They need a result here tonight. And this is one of those games that's kind of weighed up a little bit where you think, Northern Ireland need a draw. That's all they really need. A win would be fantastic for them, but a draw would be enough. And then you've got to ask yourself the question, are the Czech Republic capable of getting a draw, you know, in Northern Ireland? They probably are. We know this Czech Republic side is not like the side of old. It's a younger side, and there isn't the kind of quality that I've certainly used to growing up watching the Czech Republic going back sort of 15, 20 years or so. But I don't know. It's an interesting one. I think some will look at Czech Republic potentially drawn a bet and think that's attractive, but I can't not look at Northern Ireland here getting the win. I've got to back them at home here. I mean, it was 0-0 in the reverse fixture. Could well be the same again, and you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't hear the Northern Ireland fans disappointed if that's the case. So for me, it's a fascinating approach in this game. Do the Czech Republic go for it, you know, to try and maybe cause problems? They've got to go for it. They've got to win the game. And I think it's going to leave gaps for Northern Ireland. And they're too clever, they're too canny now at home in qualifying games to not let this sort of, you know, not let this chance sort of slip by. So I think Northern Ireland at 2-1 are a decent price. But I think there will be a lot of attention on the draw tonight.
Yeah, definitely. It does look a big price, Northern Ireland, in the betting at 2-1. The draw, if you fancy it, is 19-10, and the Czech Republic are 8-5 in that match. We go on to a couple of games on Tuesday evening now, then, beginning with Moldova versus Wales. Moldova in the betting here at 9-1, 130 for the draw, and Wales are 4-11. Got the results on Friday night. Wales, an important one, beating Austria by a goal to nil. Ben Woodburn with his first international goal. They're still unbeaten in the group, Tom, but of course the problem for Chris Coleman's side is too many draws.
Too many draws has been the undoing of a few nations, actually, who, when you look at the qualifying tables, you know, ahead of this round of fixtures, you're a little bit surprised by some teams' positions. But, you know, draws have certainly cost sides, really. And it does go to show, really, I know you can go away from home and think a point's a good result in a European qualifying, but at the same time, you know, you're a little bit brave and you go for it and you get victories and it makes all the difference when you get into the nitty-gritty of it. And of course, they're hunting down the Republic of Ireland. They've got every chance in this one. This shouldn't present any problem. Moldova haven't won in the last seven games. They've just lost 3-0 to Serbia. Wales won this fixture, you know, 4-0, the reverse fixture in the qualifying campaign. There is a little bit that you can maybe look at Moldova and think, you know, recently in friendly matches, you know, they were close, I think, to getting the victory in Israel, and they let a two-goal lead slip in Georgia. But this is a side that won two of the last 32 matches, and those two wins were friendlies against Andorra and San Marino. So we are not talking about a tough nation here. And Wales, you know, particularly with one eye on what the Republic of Ireland have got to do at home, they've got a tougher fixture for me. Wales should get this job done. Again, a couple of key players coming back, in particular Joe Allen. He's back from suspension, so that gives the Welsh, you know, a huge boost. I think they win this with a clean sheet. I do. And I also think it will be, I don't think Wales have been in the mood in qualifying. You know, I know they beat Moldova 4-0 in the reverse fixture at home, but I can't see many goals in this game either. I can see, you know, it was a bit of a trappy game, wasn't it, against Austria, but maybe 1-0, 2-0. So I think Wales and under 2.5 goals as well might be worth a look.
Okay, Wales to win the match and there to be under 2.5 goals in the game is the recommendation for Tom. That is available at 13-8 if you want to play that. Wales to win the game and under 2.5. On to the Republic of Ireland then, who also play on Tuesday night, 7:45 kickoff. They take on Serbia. The Republic are 7-4 in the betting, 2-1 about the draw, and Serbia are also in the betting at 7-4. Evenly priced up this match, and the Republic of Ireland, of course, will be disappointed with their Friday night result, only getting a draw against Georgia in a game that they probably targeted as quite winnable. And they're another side who've just probably been drawing too much.
Four of seven in qualifying, isn't it? And, you know, Martin O'Neill is I wouldn't say he's necessarily under a bit of pressure, but he's certainly drawing a lot of criticism, you know, from the Irish fans and from pundits. You know, I'd seen quite a bit of the reaction to the game on you know, the other night, and you know, there's a little bit of pressure there, because I think the general feeling is that it's quite a negative approach from him at times, and you know, they want to see a little bit more attacking play, want to see more attacking players kind of used. But you know, you're looking at someone like Shane Long, who's probably going to start this game and lead the line for Republic of Ireland. You know, this is a guy who's, you know, struggling to start matches in the Premier League, and you know, you look around the Republic of Ireland squad and they've got some really, really good players, but have they got anybody really exceptional? And that, I suppose that's the problem for them. So this is a tough match. You know, Serbia themselves have been in a little bit of form. Mitrovic in particular, I think the Newcastle fans would love to see some of the form he's showing for his country. I mean, he's got 5 goals in qualifying already, and he's going to be a big threat. I just think that Serbia are going to prey on the general uneasy mood, I would suggest, in Dublin around this game, because the supporters will be expecting, and they know they need a victory, given the fact that Wales will probably comfortably win their game. So, you know, it's a 2-point cushion they've got at the moment. So they have to get something. A draw wouldn't be a disaster, but I can't be backing Republic of Ireland in the form that they're showing at the moment. And I think 7-4 is not a price I want to touch on them. Much more attractive for me is the draw. And I think Serbia would probably take it. But I just can't see the Republic of Ireland necessarily scoring more than 2 goals. And they're going to need to score more than 2 goals, I feel, to win the game.
Okay, the draw is available at 2-1 in the betting then. And there's a good chance this one will be low scoring as well. 5 of the Republic of Ireland's 7 qualifiers so far have gone under 2.5 goals. That's a skinny price at 1-2. 7-4 for under 1.5 if you want to be a little bit more adventurous and play it that way. But it's the draw for Tom in that Republic of Ireland versus Serbia game. Thank you very much for that, Tom. Enjoy all the betting with us here at William Hill. Head to the William Hill website to check out the betting ahead of the qualifiers. My thanks to Tom Kerwin, and enjoy it midweek, Tom.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.